everybody, and welcome to Monmouth College Conversations. I'm Dwayne Bonifer in the Monmouth College Office of Communications and Marketing, and every week during the academic year, I sit down with members of the Monmouth College community to talk to them about their interests, what they do, and things they've done. In this 29th edition of Monmouth College Conversations for the 2023-2024 school year, we will meet the three Monmouth graduates who took part in a recent Women in Law Day panel that took place on campus. All three alumnae have interesting stories about their professional work, which they shared with the Monmouth students and faculty at the event. On a recent Saturday morning, three Monmouth graduates were back on campus to talk about their careers. The event, which was held on March 23rd in the Center for Science and Business, featured an interesting conversation with students about possible career options and paths in the legal profession. The three Monmouth graduates featured at the event were Jessica Acosta of the class of 2019, Kate Cross of the class of 2008, and Abier Miner of the class of 2021. Students had an opportunity to network with the graduates, ask questions about the legal profession, and learn more about female representation in the law. The Women in Law Day was sponsored by the college's Center for Civic and Social Change and the Wackerly Center for Career, Leadership, and Fellowships. After the event concluded, I caught up with the three graduates to get their thoughts about the event, as well as learn what they've been doing since graduating from Monmouth, as well as how Monmouth prepared them for their careers. Let's start with Jessica.
Hi, I am Jessica Acosta. I graduated in 2019 from Monmouth College. Since graduating, I have worked now with the Administrative Office of the Illinois Supreme Court.
What kind of work do you do with them?
Right now, I am leading a team of about 11 guides. We help navigate a hotline, and so it's called Illinois Court Help. And Illinois Court Help is a free service that serves all 102 counties in Illinois, understand court procedures, electronic filing, and just accessing standardized forms or local forms.
Has that always been your dream job? Is that what you thought you'd be doing when you were a student at Monmouth College, or how did you wind up doing this?
No, I did not think this would be my job graduating college. After college, I thought that I wanted to go into research and do like research with different nonprofits or really understanding policy, but because I went into AmeriCorps right after undergrad, it pivoted me into a different role than what I thought I would be doing coming out of Monmouth.
Nice. Hi, my name is Kate Cross. I graduated from Monmouth in 2008. And then I went to the University of Iowa Law School and graduated there in 2011. Pretty quickly after law school, I ended up at the Boone County Public Defender's Office as an entry-level assistant public defender, and then I've worked my way up, and I am now the chief public defender in Boone County for the last 2 years.
Something you always wanted to do? Did you see yourself doing this work when you were a student at Monmouth?
I did. I knew I wanted to go to law school, and the position I'm in, I feel really lucky to be there, and it's exactly what I want to be doing.
That's beautiful. Hi, my name is Abier Miner. I graduated in 2021. Currently, I am a nonprofit consultant for Representative Camille Lilly, working with the Community Development and Leadership Institute. I'm also a Southside organizer for the People's Lobby, and I'm also on their environmental task force. I have been a jack of many trades, and I'm super excited for all the great work that's happening on the government level, on the policy level, and the realm of equity and inclusion.
Was this something you wanted to do when you were a Monmouth student? Did you envision yourself working in a position like this, or how did you fall into it?
Yes, this is definitely something I've always wanted to do. Right after graduating, I went through the ILSIP internship, the Illinois Legislative Internship Program, and I had the privilege of meeting a lot of different elected officials and just getting the top-down view of all the great work that's happening to progress our communities and to make a better Illinois. After that, I worked as a chief of staff for State Senator Hunter, and then straight from that opportunity, I began working in nonprofits, creating organizations that empower community. This is something that I've always wanted to do in terms of just being in spaces that I could really serve community and make change happen. And so it's been amazing to be in the room where change happens.
Jessica, you talked a little bit about that you didn't necessarily envision doing this sort of work when you were a student here at Monmouth College, but talk a little bit about how your Monmouth experiences and your Monmouth education as well prepared you for what you're doing now.
Yeah, so the work I do is in public service, and that's something that Monmouth College really helped me prepare for. I was very involved in different student organizations. I was very inquisitive. I was always curious, and I loved learning about people's backgrounds and where people came from and how can we, you know, help move people into a path of success. And so I think that the core groups of friends that I made here, along with the different personalities here being involved in different organizations, really allowed me to seek a more public service career. So although it's not the line of work that I envision, I think that Monmouth College prepared me to be the person I am in the profession that I love.
That co-curricular experience really sort of, I guess, supercharges the education here at Monmouth, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I think you have to be involved. You have to learn how to multitask, because multitasking is really going to help you expand your curiosity. And I think that's a big component in really going into the main or the bigger world outside of graduating. Is you got to know what you love to do, and you have to be, you have to have a curious mind to seek different career options.
Kate, you talked a little bit about the fact that when you're on the panel that you were always interested in being a lawyer since you were a child. So you sort of entered Monmouth knowing what you wanted to do, but talk as well about how your education here and the co-curricular experiences you had prepared you for where you are today, or where, how you got to where you are today.
Even though I knew exactly what I thought I wanted to do, I think one of the most important things that I've learned looking back on my time at Monmouth is how important it is to have a broad base of experience and knowledge. We're a liberal arts school, and classes in sociology, classes in psychology, classes in business, classes in criminal justice, classes in political science. It's so important because when you think about the law, you think about law school, but you don't really think about what all goes into practicing law. There's a ton of communication that's involved with judges, other attorneys, our clients. There's a ton of psychology, understanding what makes people make the decisions that they do, and how to appeal to their interests and decision making. So there's so much that has gone into my work that came directly from my education at Monmouth and all of the different interests that I've had here, which also goes along with a lot of the extracurricular activities that I've continued on in my career. So, you know, outside of just being a lawyer, being involved in community activities is exactly what I started here at Monmouth.
Abier, what about you? You were president of the student body here, so you had a really good co-curricular experience, I suspect. But talk a little bit about how not only your major, but also your involvement on campus prepared you for what you're doing now.
Absolutely. So when I was on campus, I was a political science and international studies double major. I would just say being in a space where I was academically challenged, right? My senior year, when I was president of Scott Student Senate, I was completing two senior dissertations at the same time, in addition to having on-campus jobs and everything else, and just learning how to be effective and navigating a rigorous environment, a challenging environment, has helped me be able to be effective in different spaces of advocacy, right? So I'm able to have a full-time job, consider school, and also volunteer in community. And it's been a very fulfilling life. In addition to like taking care and nurturing like my social relationships, you know, being present at church and things of that nature. In terms of my extracurricular activities, in addition to Scott Student Center, I was also involved in the Champion Miller Center. I did all kinds of campus projects, and that helped me develop my leadership skills. I also was able to gain budgetary experience, and so one of the things that helped me create like an edge on my peers is when I started in ILSIP, I was one of the only ones who had that budgetary experience on what it's like to manage funds, right? The Scott Student Center has a $20,000 fund that they need to manage, and they disperse it amongst the different organizations on campus, and so we have this whole budgetary review and things of that nature, and it's really systematic and intentional. And so when I wanted to be an ILSIP intern and I wanted to be on policy and budget, I had just like a preferential status because I could lean on those experiences that I've already been in the room and I know what it takes to do the work efficiently. And so more people were willing to bet on me when it came to giving me those opportunities that I was seeking.
You're listening to Monmouth College Conversations. I'm Dwayne Bonifer in the Office of Communications and Marketing. I'm talking to three Monmouth graduates who participated in this year's recent Women in Law Day. In addition to discussing their careers, the alumni also gave Monmouth students some advice about how to position themselves to be an even stronger candidate in the job market.
Jessica, you said one piece of advice when you're on the panel that you had for students was to take a little math and to take a language as well. Talk about some of that, why you gave the students that advice and other advice that you would give as well to Monmouth College students.
Yeah, I think it's, especially in the world we live today with artificial intelligence advancing, I think that we need to equip ourselves with the skills to prepare for the ever-evolving society that we live in. And I gave that advice because now as a student pursuing her Master's of Arts in Public Policy at the University of Chicago, I am taking a lot of stats. I am taking a lot of calculus to understand how data can interpret policy better. And I think that as an undergrad, I didn't see how the two subjects related to one another. And in retrospect, I would have better immersed myself or even minored in stats or computer science to equip myself with these skills, because I think that we are quickly changing and we either get with the times or we get left behind. And it's important to have these skills when it comes to negotiating our salaries. And that is crucial for us to, you know, maintain a balance in our lives and not fall behind. So I also think that language is another one with the populations and demographics changing. I think that honing in on a second language is also a key in also negotiating our salaries. And I think that knowing what I know now, I would have definitely taken a Spanish course instead of French so that I could have better skills with my literacy and just my writing and be more fluent in those aspects.
Any other advice that you would give to current Monmouth students, or really, I guess, current college students as well?
I would say take your classes seriously, but have fun. I think that dancing and sports are really important, lifting weights. I think that you have to move your body. And I think that's something that I didn't recognize as much as an undergrad is the importance of releasing our trauma because it's there, you know, and we have to move our bodies. We have to become active because as much as we want to help the world, we also need to take care of ourselves and take care of our health. And so the advice I would, you know, tell students to take care of themselves when it comes to their health, you know, understand your diet and how that impacts our minds as well. And what we put into our bodies also is a big indicator of how much we can be productive in a day as well.
Kate, what type of advice would you have for Monmouth College students who are going to school in the 2020s?
I would recommend traveling as much as you can during college and right after college. It's a great time to travel the least expensively, I guess, and really gain a lot of international or even national experience. And that's not something that's always available once you start your career. So college is a really good time to do that. I wish I would have traveled more when I was in college. I would have taken more advantage of some of the travel abroad programs or even some of the shorter travel programs.
It does give you a different perspective of the world, whether you're out of the country for a semester or just a few weeks, I guess, on a short trip.
Any added perspective that you can have, I think traveling provides that. And anytime you have a chance to look at things from a different perspective, it just adds to the tools that you have to work in your job.
Javier, what about you? Looking back, Monmouth students today want advice in terms of being successful, maybe being where you are one day. What would you tell them to do? What sort of pursuits should they pursue?
I would say just be very intentional about what you want your track record to look like. So put yourself in spaces that align with your interests. Don't be afraid to take leadership opportunities. Don't be afraid to challenge yourself. Get on youth advisory boards. Get involved with nonprofits. Work on campaigns during the summer. Just utilize the time that you have now to the best of your ability to put yourself in the spaces that you want to see yourself in the future. Because one of the things that I feel like everybody is looking at when it comes to creating opportunities post-graduation is what have you done, right? What are you capable of? And it's a lot easier for people to bet on you when you have already proven yourself in these spaces, that you have an investment, that you'll do it on your free time, that you'll volunteer. They're more willing to just like continue to open those doors for you. And it also helps you build your social capital to be in spaces where you can network with different individuals in the field that you want to be in the future. And with all those things being said, just be comfortable with who you are and like take time to invest in understanding yourself, getting very intentional about your emotional capacity, emotional maturity, creating leadership confidence, you know, being a part of leadership trainings. Just like do all that you can right now to invest in yourself so that when it's time to be in the room, you can perform and you don't have to go through the hurdles or the barriers of imposter syndrome, insecurity, fear of uncertainty, and all those things that impact all of us all the time. The more comfortable you can be in your own skin, the better you can serve everyone else.
You also talked about on the panel the importance of being a lifelong learner. That's something that I thought was really interesting that you stressed, because you talked about being a voracious reader and follower of the news and how that's important.
Yes, absolutely. One of the things that happened to me post-graduation is the world slowed down. I was so used to being busy and challenging myself and just having this environment that required a lot from me that when I didn't have those mandatory readings or when no one was telling me what to learn or what to do, I felt understimulated and I felt like I was not growing at the same pace that I was in my previous environment. And so I kind of had to create my own learning environment. I had to be intentional, seek the news. I read a lot of books on emotional management and maturity. Jessica talked about dancing and like how your body holds trauma. And I read a book called The Body Keeps a Score. And it talks about that and what that looks like and how to move through the things that you experience on the day to day, the challenges that you have to overcome. And so I think it's super important once you graduate and even now to just, again, look at the resources available to you and utilize those resources, whether that be your network, whether that be who you are, your unique experience, your story, or the things that you've been involved in. Just get very comfortable with what you have to contribute to the space, because the closer you get to those narratives, the better you are advocating for yourself and the more likely people will hear you and open the door for you.
That's Monmouth College Class of 2021 member Javier Minor. You also heard from fellow Scots Jessica Acosta of the Class of 2019 and Kate Cross of the Class of 2008. They all participated in Mama's Terrific Women in Law Day, which was held on March 23rd. The event was sponsored by the college's Center for Civic and Social Change, as well as the Wackerly Center for Career, Leadership, and Fellowships. And that's a wrap on this 29th episode of Monmouth College Conversations for the 2023-2024 school year. You can tell us what you think or add to the conversation by firing off an email to us at news@monmouthcollege.edu. Be sure to put conversation in the subject line. Till our next conversation, this is Dwayne Bonifer in the Monmouth College Office of Communications and Marketing. Thanks so much for listening. So long, everybody. Have a nice day and a very happy Easter weekend.